Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, October 19th. Canada's annual rate of inflation dropped slightly in September to 6.9%. A new report from Stats Canada says the consumer price index fell from August's reading of 7%. Most of the drop was from a reduction in the price of fuel. Grocery prices continued to rise at their fastest rate since 1981. The Bank of Canada has been aggressively raising interest rates this year to try to cool the economy and bring inflation back into its target range of between 1 and 3%. Mediation talks between the province and education workers have broken down. The bargaining committee released a statement earlier today saying the parties are too far apart. The mediator has asked both parties to resume bargaining on November 1st. That's 2 days before the Education Workers Union would be in a position to legally take job action. In-person voting for the municipal and school board election in Georgian Bluffs is available at various locations as of today. In addition to online and telephone voting, Georgian Bluffs is also holding in-person polls where voters can submit a paper ballot. They ask that you bring your voter information letter with you. Today, it's at the township office until 7 tonight. Tomorrow, it's at the Shallow Lake Arena from 3 until 7. There are more locations and times. You can find them on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website, as well as a Q&A with candidates. After 48 hours, Kincardine had 15.6% of its eligible people vote in the municipal election. You can vote 24 hours a day by internet or phone in Kincardine until 8 o'clock p.m., October 24th. The Kincardine Fire Department is hosting an open house to recruit more firefighters. From 7 until 9 tonight, those who are interested can go to the fire station to learn more. The department says on Twitter they're looking for energetic, dependable people to join the station as paid on-call firefighters. They say spouses and partners are also encouraged to attend the open house. Kincardine Council recently heard an update about its Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Access Action Plan, also known as IDEA Plan. Lori Fiozzi, Manager of Strategic Initiatives, says they are creating a more robust tool that helps staff in particular and committees of council when working on projects. No matter which part of the project you're in, you'll be able to help improve equity and access. A majority of their work is through social media and engagement with the public. For example, they've created National Indigenous History Month resources and are participating in the Grey Bruce Immigration Partnership. There will be an honor guard for Don Tedford in Hanover tomorrow morning. The former director of development for Hanover also worked part-time recently for South Bruce Peninsula in the capacity of chief building official. He was running for mayor of South Bruce Peninsula when he passed away on Saturday. Those who would like to pay their respects should be in place along 10th Street in front of the Hanover Civic Center and Clock Tower by 8:25 tomorrow morning. Tedford will be transported by Mighton Funeral Home past the Civic Center, turning into the Clock Tower parking lot and pausing before making his way to Owen Sound. The procession will be led by Hanover Police and Fire to the edge of town. A longtime Bluewater District School Board trustee has been recognized with a special award for her years of service. Marilyn McComb is the trustee representing Georgian Bluffs and Chatsworth, and she was honored for 25 years or more of service. McComb is a retired teacher, parent, and grandparent. She has served as a trustee for the Bluewater District School Board since 1997. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law today introducing martial law in Ukraine's four regions he recently declared to be part of Russia. Martial law would allow for military control of civilian functions in Kherson, Zaporizhia, Donetsk, and Luhansk, though it's not clear how this law would be implemented yet. Putin says martial law will come into effect tomorrow. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 123 points to 18,674. The Dow Jones is down 99 points. Our dollar is trading at 72.64 U.S. cents, down 16 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $85.76, up $2.94 a barrel. In sports, in Major League Baseball playoffs, Game 2 in the National League Championship Series is underway this afternoon in San Diego. The Philadelphia Phillies won the opener 2-0 over the Padres last night. Later tonight, it's the opener in the American League Championship Series in Houston between the Astros and New York Yankees. That's a 7:37 first pitch. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors are set to open their season at Scotiabank Arena tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. In the Ontario Hockey League, the Owen Sound Attack will try to make it three straight wins when they host the London Knights at the Harry Lumley Bayshore Community Centre tonight. That's underway at 7 o'clock. In the NHL, only three games, the Winnipeg Jets are the lone Canadian team in action. They visit the Colorado Avalanche. Tomorrow night, the Toronto Maple Leafs play their next game at home against the Dallas Stars. And there's lots of high school basketball and volleyball going on around the region today. You can find the schedule and scores posted daily on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.